Hello, this is John.
Hi, John. I'm Michael Buchanan. I'm calling about the IPython programmer position.
Hello, Michael. Nice to meet you. Let's dive right into some technical questions. Could you start by explaining how you'd implement a machine learning model on Google Cloud Platform?
Sure. First, I'd spin up a virtual server. I'd install all the modules, and then we'd probably use PyTorch as one of the libraries. It kind of depends on what we're doing, right? There's a lot, but AI is a pretty large field. Are we talking computer vision, or are we talking neural nets, or what?
You're right. It does depend on the specific task. Let's say you're working with computer vision. Could you detail the steps you would take to set up and train such a model using Google Cloud's AI products?
Sure. Google Cloud actually has some really good computer vision tools. So they have an API. First, we'd need to go out and get training data. So it depends what we're trying to teach it, right? I previously I worked for the government, and we were doing work with satellites, doing change detection, looking for true movements and such. And what we did there is we just loaded it up with training photos of tanks and missile launchers and things like that. And so you need ample with this type of AI computer vision, you need lots and lots of training data and supplemented data for that as well. Once it's trained, we would probably go with a reinforcement learning model so that if it doesn't respond correctly, we can kind of do a castigation process and it can learn from it.
Thank you for that explanation. Could you discuss the role of Python's TensorFlow library in developing AI models and describe a specific experience you've had using it?
Sure, it really is either PyTorch or TensorFlow. TensorFlow is kind of the one that's been out there for a while, but I don't understand the question exactly. How would I use it? I mean, we would set it up, we would write the training code, and we'd load up the training data.
Could you give me a specific example or project where you used TensorFlow to solve a particular problem and how you went about implementing it?
Yeah, we trained a taxonomy. So what we did is we created a large-scale taxonomy of terms, and we used TensorFlow to take information from Wikipedia about all of these topics and then train the taxonomy. And then what we did is we took documents and we compared it against the training algorithm, and it was able to tell us which categories match. So you would know that a document is about sports or leisure or maybe computer science or the like.
Great example. Now, let's discuss programming within Google Cloud. How do you manage scalable storage solutions for large data sets in Google Cloud, particularly when training AI models?
Well, there's a lot of things you need to do. First of all, when it comes to database, you may need to make sure you're using database pooling. And with the virtual servers in Google Cloud, you can scale those up dynamically and down dynamically. I mean, we don't have unlimited money for unlimited resources, so you want to make sure that you're scaling up when you need more resources and scaling down when you don't.
Understood. One last question. Could you explain how you use Python's multiprocessing module to speed up data processing, especially within an AI
Oh,
context?
absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely critical because the training process is actually usually the most laborious, right? So what we do is we usually use multi-threaded programming within Python to spin up multiple threads. Of course, you need to be able to manage memory properly and semaphores and things like that, make sure there's no conflicts. But yeah, that's how we would do it. We spin up multiple threads, and we'd use a queuing system and just take the next one from the queue.
Thanks for your responses, Michael. I'll be passing your details to a human recruiter for the next steps. Expect a call soon for a follow-up interview. Have a great day.
That's fantastic news. Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Michael. Good luck with the next steps.
Bye-bye.